Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, last weekend, your team played against the number one team in the country. We found out just how good those Badgers are, but what positives about your team did you take away from last weekend?
Well, certainly, I mentioned on Tuesday, give credit to Wisconsin. They were just very, very strong in just about every facet of the game. And, when we made mistakes, they capitalized on it. That's the type of team there. But no question, I think every game you can find positives. I liked our start. I thought we had we gave ourselves a chance in that first period both nights, and we just couldn't get the puck past Damien. We had a couple of close calls, and Haley Mack hit a post, and we had a power play, a couple power play opportunities. And as I've said before, it's a different game when we're in the lead. Obviously, they get behind. You never know what's going to happen. So, Friday night we go into the intermission down 1-0. But I thought we had played about as well as we can play as a team. I think shots were even. Quality chances were maybe in our favor. But then we come out, we make a couple mistakes in the second. We're down 3-0, and that's just too big of a hole to climb out of against a team like Wisconsin. But again, we battled. We just kept battling on in the third period. Just that mentality. Just keep playing for each other. But the message after the weekend is we just have to get really. It's the little things, Kelly, that we need to be really good at. And when I say that, it's things like just keeping your heels to the net, boxing out. We gave up a goal on Saturday night where our defenseman turned to look at the puck and allowed the Wisconsin player to go right by her. Those are the things we just can't do, and those are things that by this stage of the year that shouldn't be happening. So we got to keep reminding them, just little things like that. That's the message going in this weekend. Let's work on those little things and pay attention to detail, and we'll be okay.
Going into this weekend, you've got exhibition games. Really, there's nothing on the line except bragging rights. What kind of message do you send to your team going into this weekend?
Well, obviously, we want to do well. Every time you put the sweater on, you're representing not just your own team, but your family, everybody that ever wore the sweater. So you want to go out and play hard and do the best you can. And people are coming to watch. You want to make sure that they're enjoying what they're watching. But at the same time, let's go out and have fun. They're in the WCHA every weekend. There's just a lot of pressure that comes with those games because of how important every point is in this league. Well, this weekend there's no points, and so let's just go out, have fun, play hard. We're going against a team that's made up of a very diverse group of women hockey players. You got some outstanding players: Steph Anderson, Hannah Brandt, last year's Patty Kaz winner, Kendall Coyne, the Lamoureux sisters from Grand Forks. I mean, these are world class players. But they also have some players that are maybe past. Jenny Potter's playing. The former coach at Ohio State, one of the best players ever to play in women's hockey. But obviously, they're not quite in their prime like they used to be. So it's going to be a diverse group. But again, that their first two lines are going to be outstanding. And, I want our team to embrace that challenge and go out there and play as hard as they can. But also at the same time, let's have some fun.
The Whitecaps, you mentioned how stacked they are with talent. Coming into a weekend like this, do you get to watch film or anything to prepare for them?
You know what? They played Minnesota early in the year. In fact, it was the very first time on the ice for Minnesota. It was an exhibition game. We got some film from that, but that's really not going to give you much. I mean, you can kind of see some things on a power play. I think we'll see a lot of the three high offense. Those top lines are going to be very, very, very skilled. And, we're going to need to just do a real good job on our end and just play, do our usual. We want to make sure we're playing in layers and not allow any easy chances. We've got to be real good with the puck, just things we always talk about.
What kinds of changes did you make to your own lineup coming into this weekend?
Well, I put Riley back in the middle. I put Abby on the right wing with Lauren and Kiki. All eight defensemen are playing. Dietz is going to be in goal. So we're going to play everybody. And we'll see how this lineup works. You'll probably see a different lineup tomorrow night. We just want to give some players. There are some players that have played primarily one position the entire year that can play, like Kiki Radke can play in the middle. Haley Mack can play on the wing. So we'll probably have an opportunity to see them play, different roles this weekend.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here tonight?
I think we need to go out and push the pace. Obviously, we're going to have to be good in our end. And You know, let's capitalize on our chances. You know, we've gone three straight now without getting a puck in the net, Kelly. So we're going to see an old nemesis, I think, from North Dakota there, Ashley Benzie, I think, is their goalie tonight. So, but we're going to have to go and play hard again. We got to limit our turnovers. Let's try to make them spend as much time in their end. Nobody likes to play defense, and I can't imagine it's any different when you're older. So let's make those gals play a little defense and see what happens.
Good luck tonight, Coach. I'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.